Welcome to Catalyst Podcast, your new favorite spiritual podcast that really centers decolonizing and understanding our socializations while building authentic, inclusive community. Basically, it's a catalyst within your spiritual journey. So let's dive right in.
Welcome back to Catalyst Podcast. I'm your host, Nike. I'm excited about this episode because we are going to be live reacting to an episode that I did about 11 months ago. In January, I did an episode, I released an episode where I talked about speaking 2023 into existence. I talked as if those things were happening. And so I'm so curious to see if I manifested those things, if I met those goals, and like how they showed up in my life. Because we all know you may envision something in your life, but it may not be what it actually is, right? Like I might say like, I want to go on a trip. And in my head, I'm thinking I'm in Bali, but maybe my trip is to Canada. So I'm really excited to kind of listen to my past self that was speaking as my future self and see what it was, what we did. I thought I recorded this in December of last year, but I actually recorded it in January, but I still think it's fine because I think I'm going to do it again. So I'm excited to see, because I honestly don't remember everything I said. So I'm excited to see and hear. Should be interesting. Okay. Let's start. So yeah, I'm going to speak as if these things have happened and y'all are going to be a witness to it. And I am so curious to see if this aligns with anyone, if anyone wants to do this and share with y'all what I did in 2023, because we're speaking into existence as if it's already happened. It has. I believe in myself. Okay, so personally, as I reflect, I feel so healthy mentally, physically, and socially. I feel like I have a really great balance with my work and my social life, and also taking care of myself and taking alone time and one-on-one time with myself to reflect and check in with myself. I have done so much work this year with really honoring myself. Okay. I feel like I've met some of this and I haven't, or like moments this year I met it and moments I didn't. If I'm talking about right now, I feel like I have developed a really good balance with work and personal, actually, even though work is kicking my ass. I'm really trying not to bring it home. And it is pretty separate for me. And I don't know if y'all follow me on social media, you may have noticed that I've been doing like daily walks and like spending time by myself reflecting in nature. And so yeah, I would say I kind of met this goal or this intention. The special education teacher is coming out of, like, this is an IEP goal, but it's not. So yeah, I feel good about that. And I didn't remember that I put that as like my first thing, you know? So that was kind of caught me off guard, but I feel good about that. Yeah. And honoring the little rituals I do, from going to the gym, four to five times a week till journaling now every single day. And okay. I do go to the gym. When I'm in a good place, it is four times a week. Usually, like this week I've gone two times though, but there's still time to make it four. But I've been having a really rough time. But yes, for the majority of time, four times a week. Journaling, no. But it's okay. I've replaced my journaling with my daily walks because I just couldn't journal anymore. It's just not a spiritual tool that I use anymore or a self-actualization tool that I use anymore. I've switched it to my walks and a nice little meditation, quiet time. So yeah, checking in with my gratitude to just doing little things around my space that make me feel aligned and connected to myself. I also have an amazing in-person community where I'm able to connect with folks and I'm able to just build genuine connections. I am still working on this, but a couple months ago, I feel like I did have this. I had a great in-person community. I had great friends. I just happened to move. And so I have to do that again. But I will say I still feel very connected to that community. And I'm not afraid. I don't think I'm not going to find that again, which is why I moved. Like, I wasn't afraid of losing that. Because I know, anyway, I like all the connections I do have are so nurturing and like very intentional, and also I'm still connected. I'm building that in-person community now just because I moved, but I met that goal. That are like intentional and where yeah. I'm really able to learn from others and share perspectives and ideas and
we did
just
that.
Different experiences. I also have traveled so much this year. I've really expanded my solo traveling.
I have traveled a lot this year. I went to Miami. I went to Vegas. I went to Austin. I went to San Diego. That was a solo trip. Austin was half solo. Where else did I go? I went to Atlanta. I went to Spain. That's big. I traveled solo there, but then I met family there. But what? Yeah, I traveled by myself there. I thought. Oh, I went to Palm Desert. I feel like I traveled way more this year than the year before and then than the past 5 years. And I this is reminding me to get back into it. So yeah, I feel like I met that.
Self, I'm able to go to places and really be brave in visiting new places and putting myself out there. And I've also been able to travel with friends and family and explore new places. Yeah. I also feel so safe in my home, in my space. I have such a beautiful essence of a home. I have beautiful plants that surround me that I'm taking care of. My bed is comfortable. I have a
met all of that. I think the space I'm living in is really nice. It's really big. Yep. I pay a lot of rent. My plants are everywhere. I have a lot of plants and my bed is very comfortable. Such a tourist thing. Such a tourist thing.
Beautiful roof over my head. And I'm really, really now connected to the ritual of just taking care of my home and self within my home. I cook abundantly.
I have been cooking more. Well, maybe not me, but someone's been cooking more in this place, house, whatever. I agree.
I find so much joy in cooking and curating.
Joy in cooking, not too sure about that, but cooking more, yes.
My meals to nurture myself, and it's been really exciting just trying new things and dedicating my time that I have throughout the day to just appreciate my space that I've created and invested in. My skin is glowing. My skincare has really expanded this year. My
Yep.
skin is thriving,
It
and
is.
I'm just so proud that I have sticked with the ritual.
That's so funny that I put this in here. If you look at my skin now, if you're watching the video of this, look at that glow. Yeah, we love it here. We love it here. I think to myself like once a month that taking care of yourself is actually really hard. And I understand when people are in a really bad mind space or they're depressed, why they're like they can't brush their teeth or they can't wash their face. You know, like to ask when you're not in that state of mind, you're like, oh, that's so easy and it's gross, you don't do it. But every once a month and every day, I acknowledge the time and intention and the energy it takes to take care of yourself. And I'm proud of myself that I do that every single day. I do. I do my face routine every day. I floss every day. I brush my teeth every day. Because it is really hard. Like sometimes in the middle of my skin routine, I'm like, oh, I have to do another step. Yeah. So I am proud of myself. And if you're struggling, I completely understand why, you know?
And my morning and night routine. For work, I feel really fulfilled and valued. I'm making enough money to now save and invest,
Okay.
and I am working with great brands and people, and I am connecting to folks every single day. People
Okay. This one is a lot. Okay, in my small business, I have been feeling very fulfilled. And my job that pays the majority of my bills, not feeling fulfilled at all. I don't feel fulfilled at all. I have increased my pay significantly, and I am able to invest and save and do a lot of things. But my job, I don't feel fulfilled at all. I'm not using any of my gifts and my skills in my job, in my small business. That has, I don't know if I'm going to talk more about it, but I do feel fulfilled in there, and I'm using a lot of skills, and I'm working with some great people, and I have a very consistent income coming in. So yeah.
People are finding me and reaching out to work with me, and it's just been really fulfilling.
Okay, yeah.
And I can see all the hard work and the education that I invested in is really being honored in these ways. My
Not for
podcast
my
is
job.
blooming and my retreat just sold out. I'm
Oh.
so proud of myself.
My retreat did not sell out. My retreat was incredibly stressful. And I learned so much about it, but it did not sell out, and it was really hard. And it was a great experience though. I love doing retreats. It was such a fun experience, and I'm craving experiences like that. And I wish I could attend ex a retreat like that and not have to be the one to host it, but I can't find any retreats that prioritize Black and Indigenous healing first. So, or I do find them, but they're extremely expensive too. My retreats are so affordable. I'm so sad that more people don't do them because they're really actually affordable. But anyway, it's whatever. I digress.
This is my second in-person retreat,
It
and my first one
was.
was so lovely. So I really want to sp expand on that experience and what I learned from it. And my retreat is sold out, and it is just been an amazing experience.
It was amazing.
I was invited to be a guest facilitator for another retreat, and that was a really good experience.
This has not happened yet, and this is my dream. I would love to do this, but I have been invited to be a co-coach in a couple of containers. So that's cool.
Where I was able to come in and do some ancestral healing with the Not yet.
retreat, and I just provided time and space for folks to reconnect with their ancestral inheritance, and it sparked a lot of connections and catalysts within folks' healing journey. My podcast has multiple sponsorships throughout this year, and I continue to work with brands and sponsors.
I don't have multiple sponsorships, but I do have, y'all probably hear sometimes there are some advertisers. No sponsors yet, but I will say that the podcast, there was less focus on it this year. And I'm kind of getting back into it. So I don't know. We'll speak that for existence next year.
Is to amplify also the podcast as well. I'm planning another retreat, and I am able to now do scholarships for folks.
I am planning another retreat, but I don't know if I'm going to continue. So we'll see.
So that is so exciting. It's just been such a fulfilling year.
Has
And
been cool.
I've had the opportunity now to provide scholarships for folks. I also have a mutual aid fund that keeps growing, and I'm
I don't have a mutual aid fund. Yeah, I don't.
able to give this year. I'm also going on a lot of social outings, from dates to friendship dates to romantic dates.
Yeah, I dated a lot this year. And I do try to be social.
To family dates, I'm being social and I'm going outside.
I am going outside more.
And I've had some great conversations and
Have.
realizations
Yep.
and really good connections
I
throughout
have.
these social events. My
Yeah.
family's doing so well. We went to Benin this summer, and for a few weeks, I got to reconnect with my extended family, and I
Yes, that was the plan. My family is doing well. Did not get to go to Benin. The plan is to go next summer. So we'll see.
got to really, really learn from them, learn more about my family history, connect with the land, and really just
I am excited for that.
spend intentional time with family. I was also able to see a Broadway show,
Oh my
and I went to a
gosh.
music festival this year,
Oh my
and I
God.
just had the best time.
Okay. The first, oh my gosh, was like, I didn't even know that I wanted to go to a Broadway show. But now that I think about it, like, yeah, of course. I did not get to do that. But I think like a month ago, I was thinking, I'm like, I really want to go to a Broadway show. And 2023 is not over yet. So I'm actually going to try, like, see if I can prioritize that. I think that would be really, yeah. I'm just got excited because I think I can make that happen. But I did go to music festival, which is so funny because I don't know why it's funny, but yeah, I did go to music festival, and that just yeah, this is just such a great exercise, and I would just recommend everyone doing this. And I'm so glad that I remember that I did this, and I am doing this now where I'm like listening to what I said, and it's just really, it's such a testament to like really, first of all, like acknowledging the growth that you do and that and the things that you accomplish, because sometimes I think we forget to do that, and we just re we remember the things that we don't have or we haven't accomplished yet, and we don't recognize and acknowledge the things that we have done. So I'm really glad I did this.
I was able to dance, and I was able to just really bask in creativity. And I really, really realized that I just value creativity. I value expression so much. I value the
I
arts
do.
so much. And so it's just such a great experience to be able to do that. I really did travel
a lot, and I stayed in some amazing places, places that I've just always dreamed of. I was able to stay in a resort that was really nice. I was
Oh my
able to go to
God.
the hot springs and
I did stay in a resort. Wow. When I went to Palm Desert, I think in my head I was thinking like a Bali resort or something, but I did stay in a resort. I did not go to Hot Springs, but again, I feel like I could make that happen.
and just bask in the hot springs and just being able to explore is something that I was able to do this year. And
Was.
I was able to connect with folks on along the way. I was just so lucky. I just found
I was
myself
lucky.
at every turn, there was an opportunity that was aligned and genuine,
Okay.
and just things were working out for me this year. Things just
Things did work
tended
out for me.
to flow and
I would say things did work out for me. I think this year was a testament to like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, even if it feels shitty. Even if you're like, this is really hard and I don't feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, it's like it's a stepping stone for something better or something more aligned. And sometimes you have to have those in-betweens that aren't perfect in order to get to those really amazing moments. It's kind of what I've figured out. So, yeah.
tended to just be easy. And I was just so thankful for that. I really saw my prosperity shine this year.
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
now even getting PR packages, which
Oh,
is so amazing.
yeah. I've not gotten a PR package. It's funny, in 2022, I did get PR packages. 2023, I did not get any PR packages. I would be open to it, though.
I've always dreamed since I was like 14 doing YouTube videos, I would get a
Yeah.
PR package. And here I am. I've already gotten a few PR packages,
Girl,
and it's just really exciting to
it would be
see
exciting.
that. I,
Let me see.
well, especially in this field, in spirituality and business practices, that I would have to do certain things that I, and so I am just so proud of this year and
I
everything
am.
that has happened. And I'm so
Oh, I didn't talk about
grateful,
love life.
and I am ready to allow this expansion to continue growing and continue thriving.
Okay.
Wow, y'all, that felt
That was the end. Oh my gosh, I did not talk about love life, which I thought I would have. I guess I talked about like going on romantic dates and stuff, but I think I was shy with y'all. Okay, well, that was so interesting. And yeah, I hope the audio is okay. I'm gonna like check it out soon, but I'm excited to do this soon again and speak 2024 into existence. But this is really great to reflect. And I know people do this with like their vision board and like they check what parts of their vision board they've met or like they do a reflective log or whatever it may be. And I'm just so glad that I did this. And some of the things that I accomplished kind of surprised me. Not surprised me, but like the resort thing or like a festival, like I did those things without thinking, oh, I'm meeting this goal, which is it's funny how that is. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, being a part of this podcast community, and until next time, be the catalyst in everything you needed. Bye.